The team everyone expected to be in the NBA Finals, the Los Angeles Lakers, will face the team no one expected to be in the Finals, the New Jersey Nets. The Nets made it to the Championship Series, which begins tonight, by surprising the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Tournament. The Lakers won the Western Conference, but not before a seven-game scare against the Sacramento Kings. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
You like the Lakers and Kings series?
Not since Bird versus Magic, Lakers versus Celtics in the 1980s, have we seen basketball of this quality. Back and forth, the Lakers coming from 24 points down to win one game, the Kings winning one game with a shot just before the buzzer, the Lakers' miracle win in Game 4 when Robert Horry hit the three at the buzzer, and then appropriately, Game 7 goes into overtime. They played seven full games, and you still didn't know which team was better. And finally, the Lakers, because the Kings didn't make free throws, and because of Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant, the best 1-2 combination the game has seen in 30 years, managed to just slip by and get into the finals.
So now the Lakers will play the New Jersey Nets.
Say that three times fast and with a straight face. The Nets have been the bad news bears of the NBA ever since they came into the league in 1976. To get into the league, to raise the money they needed to leave the ABA, which was folding, to join the NBA, they had to sell Julius Erving, their superstar, to the Philadelphia 76ers. And just like the curse of the Bambino has affected the Boston Red Sox since 1918, the jinx of Dr. J hung over New Jersey. The Nets won one playoff series in 25 years, Bob. Last year, they were 26-56, a typical year for the Nets. But then this year, Rod Thorne, their general manager, traded for Jason Kidd, the point guard from Phoenix, and he came in, and along with Byron Scott, their coach, they turned this team around. They had the best record in the East, and then they won three straight playoff series. In each one, most people thought they were going to lose, and yet here they are still playing. It's a wonderful story.
Do they have a shot against the Lakers?
They have an outside chance if they can win Game 1. The Lakers are drained. They're exhausted emotionally from this series. It will be very difficult for them to get back up to the level they were at against Sacramento for Game 1. If the Nets can go in there and steal Game 1 in Los Angeles tonight and build a little bit of confidence that they can compete with this team, they might have a chance. But really, if you look at these two teams, the Lakers aren't the two-time champions for nothing. You have to figure that the Lakers will find a way to win just as they did against the Kings.
TV ratings are up.
TV ratings are way up, especially for that Lakers-Kings series, because finally, 4 years after Michael Jordan retired, for real, we don't count this season with the Washington Wizards. That was like a non-victory tour. The NBA has new, genuine superstars. O'Neal and Bryant. Michael Bibby for the Kings emerged as a superstar in this series. Jason Kidd, as I mentioned, could easily have been the MVP. Players like Tim Duncan in San Antonio. The NBA finally has stars that it can really point to and that fans can like. And that's the key to success for any league, and that's the reason why they're getting TV ratings again.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.